Good morning, everyone. It's that time of year when we gather together. Our thoughts turn to specific things about stewardship, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a second. But it's that time of year where we gather together, and like everything else we do, we all work on it together. And we sit down and we figure out how we're going to pay our bills next year. Stewardship to me is those very many acts of kindness that we do all year long. We do them in fellowship, we do them in community. They are moments of time and energy, they're the passion and ideas we bring to this place. And there are days where sometimes we just come because we're empty. And the folks sitting next to us have brought their passion that day, and it enriches us. There are days our heads are full of so many other ideas, and we can't settle on one. And we come here and gather together, and somebody else's idea helps us focus. All of those many, many things that we do are what make us a community, a family. And they are the ongoing acts of stewardship that we do all year long. It's always interesting to note that our second or third biggest fundraiser is that weekend in the fall when folks come down and help rake and clean up the yard. That saves us enough money that we think of it as a fundraiser. Although that's not what we're doing. We're just coming together to pick up and do something that needs to be done. That said, there is one time a year right now, and the pledge drive is when we do think about the monetary side of things. Volunteerism is fantastic, and we would be lost without it, but we do have to once a year talk about the fiscal side of things. This is that time of year. The Board of Trustees has taken a look at their mission, the goals, and the vision for the church in the upcoming year, and set a goal of $250,000 that they've asked all of us to chip in and raise together. Last night, we had what we call the early pledge reception, and I encourage you to all join us next year. But we get together, and we try to get a head start. And I am pleased to report that we are already over 20% of the way to that goal. Now, that's a great start. We've got 4 weeks, you know, because we don't want to talk about this every Sunday, right? So we're going to just dedicate the next 4 weeks. We're going to try to do all of our work in the next couple of weeks. You will see your pledge packets. You'll see a table on your way to coffee hour. Please swing by and grab your pledge packet. There's all sorts of cool information in there. There are charts and graphs. Read it over. Take a look. If you have any questions, let any one of us know. One exciting thing, it's like the most exciting thing about the pledge period, is the raffle. And what's cool about the raffle is that parking spot right over there in the handy, convenient Grove Street lot. Now, in addition, we have weekly raffles for those of you folks who like to do things early. Now, I know that's only like two of you. So that's why we have a raffle, to encourage that sort of early excitement. So not this Sunday, but starting next Sunday, and all the rest of the Sundays of the pledge drive, we'll have a raffle, and on the final Sunday, we'll raffle off that parking spot. So that's one other thing I've got to tell you about. The last thing I'm going to say is that our theme this year is a history of sharing. And to talk a little bit more about that, I'm going to turn it over to my co-chair, Kate. Thank you.
Hello, hello. Is it working? It is. Okay. We are the stewardship chairs or leaders here, Dave and I, and we're kind of embracing that and we're looking at it as a long-term thing. We wanted to shift the focus to be a stewardship committee and a stewardship presence over the long term, rather than looking at it as a single year pledge drive. So we're taking different parts of that. I'm new at this. What I thought I would say this morning is why give? Talk about why give. It's a question each of you will ask yourself when you take your pledge packet. Take it home, sit down, look at the information that's been prepared over several years by several people with deliberate intent and loving care. I'm not a public speaker, though I will be taking a class on that later this year, so you never know. So I can only tell you why I give. And why I give is the same reason I continue to come here at all. And that is, I give as a natural response to those who've given before me to provide this place, this sanctuary, for all of us and for all of those coming after us. Dave and I are in this for 3 years. When I said yes to Ellen, I didn't think it would be a three-year commitment. And truth be told, had I known it would be, I probably wouldn't have said yes. But she gave me the time and space to think it through, and I said yes. Then as I started looking at the material, and I am a visual person, so I have props, I thought to myself, yes, that's the right way to do this. We'll look back to honor those who came before. We'll look forward to our future together. And by the way, while I'm very sorry to see Steve go, I'm also very excited about being on the ground floor of this new startup. And that's what we have. And then we will together continue to make plans for how we will achieve the goals we've set out together to achieve for ourselves and those who choose to follow. So all I'll do now, because Steve does have a sermon here and I don't want to take your whole morning, is share with you my joy and enthusiasm as I look back at some of the vestiges of those who went before and what they've left behind, and with excitement and anticipation for creating our legacies and leaving them behind for others yet to be born or yet to discover us. So Sherry gave me these great things. This is History of the First Unitarian Society in Dunstable, now Nashua, 1826 to 1926. And it's an old book, and I'm not going to read much from it, but I'm going to have them back at the table if you want to look through. It's so much fun. It says in here, on September 11th, 1826, the First Unitarian Congregational Society in Dunstable, now Nashua, was formed by 87 men signing a document that is the first evidence of our existence. And it goes on, of course. Then there's another book here, A History of the First Unitarian Congregational Society and of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Nashua, 1926 to 1976. And it's by our former Reverend Donald Rowley. I never met him. That was before my time. But here's a picture of him when he was very young. First time I've seen a picture of him very young. And he starts this out with, "What follows hereafter is not merely a history of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Nashua, but rather an unfolding, vivid, moving picture of where the church has been, where it is today, and maybe thereby an indication of its future." We're carrying it on. And then the most fun of all, cookbooks. These great old cookbooks, you know, and I don't know if anybody else here loves cookbooks, but I love cookbooks. My son actually once said to me, "Mom, you look at cookbooks the way some people look at porn." I didn't have that written down. I don't know where that came from. This one is from 1954, and it's full of great recipes and great care and great love that people who were here then put into it. And it's got advertisements from the community of businesses that were around at that time that supported the cause of this church. Great stuff. Another one from, I'm not sure when this was from because it's not dated, but it says in the beginning, a dedication. This book is dedicated to the families in our community. The nourishment of love in homes is most essential. With this in mind, we, the sponsors, feel the recipes found in this book will stimulate mothers' cooking and develop good eating habits for our families. And, you know, the graphics go along with the time period. And, of course, there's a mother in a dress cooking. That's what I'm doing when I go home. Not really. And then this one is probably familiar to some of you because it's still around. And I actually bought this early on coming to the congregation. It's called Liberal Portions. And the cookbook committee here is very much a part of our congregation still, or many of them. The cookbook committee here was Priscilla Bernasconi, Sue Chadwick, Carol Lassell, Susan Rothrock, Barbara Berrios, Liz Cooper, Ellen McCormick, and Beverly Walker. And you recognize many of those names because they're still very much contributing members. And some of you are here today. And others, I don't know who let the choir off today, but some of them are in the choir, so they had the day off. Anyway, this is all very exciting stuff, and this is why I give. I get so much out of this church, and I know you all do as well, so I hope you will consider how you will give. And take a look at these wonderful books when you come get your pledge packets. Thanks.